Blog Talk Radio.
You're about to listen to the Roman Show,
the most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin. Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolfoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolfoRoman.com. That's RodolfoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolfoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of The Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com. Want to win some money while you watch the big fight this weekend? Head on over to CounterMove.com. That's CounterMove.com with a K.
You're listening to The Roman Show, the hottest radio sports program on the net. Call in live at 714-868-0222 or tweet us live at RomanDH. It's The Roman Show.
Yo, hey, monkey, it's me, DDP. The king of bada bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. And you monkey, you're listening to The Roman Show. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
We'll be right back.
I bet none of you expected to listen to me here. Yep, you heard it. It's Stephen Cage, and I have taken over this show. I actually beat Mr. Roman in court. Yeah, you heard that right. I beat Mr. Roman in court, and I took over the Roman show. So for now on, this is now known as the Cage
Show. I'm
going to
stop you right there because you have a co-host today.
What?
And with all due respect to Mr. Roman, I am not going to let you utter those crappy words that were about to come out of your mouth. I don't know how you managed to get out of court and be here today. I mean, who is your lawyer, Jackie Childs?
It's not Jackie Childs. Why would I want to spend money on Jackie Childs? I actually pay good money for my Jewish lawyer, Dave Goldstein.
Dave Goldstein, I know him. Very good.
I don't need to get into that business with you. As a matter of fact, wait a minute, I just got a text. Hold on.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is Johnny Knockout. Yes, your cinematic superstar. So I'm sorry you had to put up with Cage for the past 40 seconds, but I will be here for the remainder of the night with Cage, fortunately Cage, but I will do my best to balance it out. You know, for as much crap he speaks, as much greatness I will bring to you through the radio waves. You're welcome in advance.
Please. And as a matter of fact, Mr. Roman just texted me saying, hey, you got lucky in court, but I'm doing something better. I'm here doing coverage for WrestleMania. Why aren't I there?
Seriously,
why am I not there?
What did I say last week? I said never put you on any PR, right? No public relations for you, Cage. You'd probably just screw it up.
Anyway, let's get to our first guest.
You know?
You be quiet. I don't need to listen to this disrespect of yours. Let's get to this first guest of ours, which let me explain to you a little bit before we get him on. This is Glacier. A lot of you guys will remember him in WCW. He feuded with Mortis, feuded with Wrath. A lot of people actually will remember him as the guy that would wrestle in a blue ring. They would turn off the lights and make the whole arena blue. Do you remember that, Johnny?
I definitely do.
Yep, so that was when I get...
Yeah, they even made it look like it was snowing when it came out, too. Don't forget anything about Glacier.
No, it's...
Glacier was close to my heart, as well as many other wrestling fans out there. So make sure you include every bit of detail. I'm going to help you out.
Oh, I'm going to try. I'm going to try, especially because now this is my show. This is not your show. This is not, Mr. Roman's show. This is mine.
You weren't even supposed to be here tonight.
I know, and that's the fun part.
Yeah.
So let's give a call to Glacier here real quick. We're reaching out to Glacier, former WCW superstar.
Hello.
Yes, hi, Glacier.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, good, Glacier. This is Cage and Johnny Knockout from The Roman Show. How you doing today, sir?
Hey, doing great. How you guys doing?
We can go ahead, Johnny.
Well, definitely no complaints. It's fantastic to have you on with us tonight, Mr. Lloyd.
Oh, yeah, thank you guys. I really appreciate it.
So let's get down to the nitty-gritty here, Mr. Lloyd. Do you mind if we call you Mr. Lloyd instead of Glacier?
Oh, that's no problem. Hey, can you guys hold 1 second? I got to answer this call. Be right back. Give me 10 seconds. I apologize.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
This will give us a chance to really hash it out a little bit, Cage.
Oh,
are you guys there?
All right. Let's start with this, Mr. Lloyd. You and I had this conversation a little while back when we were talking on the phone. And I wanted to get your opinion on a certain subject, especially with the characters of today. You know, you lived in you're still currently wrestling, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually doing a show in Jacksonville, Florida this coming weekend.
Oh, so you do. So you're having a show this coming weekend, okay. Why don't you let us know who you're wrestling and where is it going to take place? That way people can actually go to the show.
Yeah, you know what? I'm wrestling a good independent wrestler who's out of Georgia, a guy named Jake Slater. I wrestled Jake several times. He's a good old, you know, hard headed, you know, kind of a heel of a character, you know. So I always seem to butt heads and have pretty good matches. But it's in Jacksonville. I know it's at it's a Christian high school. I'm driving to my home right now, so if I'm in front of my computer, I can tell you. But maybe by the time I get home, if we're still talking, I can look it up real quick there. But I'm going to have to table that until I get to the house.
That's fine. So let's just keep you busy until you get to the house. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm only about 5 minutes from my home, so.
All right, perfect. So, Glacier, give us your opinion. Like, what is your take on the characters of yesteryear when you were around with, you know, with yourself and your good friend Mortis, who passed away, Canyon, let's put it that way, and Raph and all these characters, compared to the characters of today where you see a Long Island IC and you got a fist-pumping superstar in TNA? What are your thoughts on these differences of characters from then to now?
Well, you know, when I was growing up watching wrestling, in the 70s and, you know, as a kid, the one thing that to me always made me want to watch wrestling was the different degrees of characters. You know, you had, you know, the Ric Flairs, you know, you had the you know, the Dusty Rhodes, the Andre the Giant. You know, you had everybody had a distinct look, a distinct name, and a distinct personality. And actually, even with when we did the Blood Runs Cold gimmick when we started in '96, even then, I feel like that we were so character driven with who we were. Obviously, me, Glacier, and Canyon being Mortis, and Ernest Miller, and Brian Clark being Rat. Well, even then, I felt like we were probably even maybe 2 or 3 years before, it might have been even better, because I felt like the character base was there a little bit more. But, and since then, since about that, the late 90s, I think both companies, when WCW was still in business and WWE, started to get away from that. And you hear people, at that top level say that, you know, there's no clear cut, there's no black and white anymore. It's all shades of gray, and I think that's what hurts wrestling, is because it's all shades of gray now. what made wrestling great was you had clearly defined good guys, clearly defined bad guys. You know, then we had the Attitude Era when of course everybody cheered Steve Austin for being the guy who basically told his boss to kiss his backside. You know, and it was something that I think everybody at some point in their life probably wanted to do. You know, and so it's almost like the anti-hero, like the guy who was, the bad guy, became kind of like the hero. But I think that kind of ran its course for a little bit. But like now, I think, honestly, I think you have to go back to what works. And I think what really is hurting wrestling right now, and it's just my opinion, and maybe it's just me being a traditionalist, but I think that you need more clearly defined heroes and more clearly defined villains, if you will. You know, and to me, that's what made wrestling great. I still think it's a formula that will work today. Obviously, you have to adjust a little bit for the times, but I think with so many shades of gray, as they put it now, that you have a bunch of people that look almost like clones of each other, and they come and go so quick that there's been guys in the last few years that I don't watch a lot of wrestling anymore through TNA or WWE. Not because I don't want to. I mean, I want it to be a great product, but I do feel like the products, have been watered down over the last several years. And there's nothing that really makes me want to sit down and watch right now. You know, I'm glad there's two companies. I wish there were 10 companies, because, where the boys would always have enough places to work. But there's just not a there's nothing that makes me get excited about wanting to rush home and watch either one of the shows right now.
That's a valid point. The professional wrestling nowadays is basically the same thing. You know, you watch TNA and you got your fist-pumping superstar in Robbie E. When you turn on to WWE, then you got the same character in Zack Ryder. So I see exactly where you're coming from in that case. I still even remember till this day when they were mimicking even Steve Austin with a character in TNA named Shark Boy, when he was mimicking Steve Austin in the WWE. So, So, yeah, I do understand where you're coming from. And Mr. Lloyd, also, when it came to characters, back then a lot of the dirt sheets, and including maybe even some workers, were comparing your feud with you and your good friend Canyon to a kind of like something brought out from a video game, should I say.
Yeah.
When, so, like, did you have any takes on that, or did you have any input into this feud with you and Canyon?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, and wrestling has always mimicked what's been popular in society. And that's exactly what WCW decided to do. They decided to capitalize on the Mortal Kombat popularity, you know, of the movie and the video games and everything else. Just like they capitalize on everything else in the society that tends to catch the eye of the viewing public, wrestling will take things like that and bring it into their world. And that's exactly what they attempted to do. And you know, and there were some things that were done great. There were certainly some things that could have been done differently. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, the way that we had hands in really developing who we were and what we would become, which was really great. But it did hire us, you know, a special effects company to actually really make our from the drawing board to the finished product, you know, our look and everything. But we certainly had input in that because, you know, I'm glad that Eric allowed us to, that being Eric Bischoff, because it allowed us to put our personal stamp on it, you know, and make it fit our personality. And, you know, I always tell people that, you know, when you think about, you know, this what I'm about to say is that, you know, I didn't become Glacier. I say this all the time. I didn't become Glacier. Glacier became me, you know, because a lot of who I am, I just took and formed it into this gimmick that I call Glacier, you know. But it's a lot of who I am, and you know, I really believe that Canyon did a lot of the same thing. I definitely feel that Brian and Ernest did the same with their gimmicks, and I think that's true for anybody. I think, and you know, I learned a lot from Arn Anderson when I was in WCW, and one of the things that Arn always said was, you know, the people who have the greatest success with their gimmick is someone who has a gimmick that doesn't fall too far from who they really are. And Glacier doesn't fall too hard from who I really am. You know, I'm a devoted martial artist. I actually just left. That's why I'm driving home. I actually just left a class I'm working with someone who I really respect a lot here in Orlando, a guy named Jeff Moldovan, and one of his top students, who's actually also an independent wrestler by the name of Rob Ray. And they run a self-defense school here called Fighting Chance, and they teach a lot of, like, you know, weapon takeaways, like guns, knives, stuff like that. But Jeff is also a legendary stuntman, and doubles for Burt Reynolds over the years, the bodyguard for Paul Newman, people like that. So, you know, I'm doing a lot of acting now, so I take a lot of that stuff, and we work it in the stunt fighting scene so that I can practice that, and then I take some of that and I put it into my gimmick in the ring and stuff. So, you know, it's I'm still wearing a lot of different hats these days, but still incorporating it all back into wrestling somehow, also, and still having fun with it, you know. So you know, if it's not going to be fun, why do it, huh?
Definitely. And before I go on to the fans' questions here, Mr. Lloyd, go ahead, Johnny. Do you have any questions for Mr. Lloyd?
Absolutely. Mr. Lloyd, my name is Johnny Knockout. I'm also an independent pro wrestler here in North Beach.
Okay, cool.
You know, I was looking into some of the stuff that you got going on YouTube here, and I just wanted you to elaborate a little bit on, you know, talk about living the dream.
I appreciate you bringing that up, Johnny. You know, I actually, you know, I do a lot of acting these days. I've been really fortunate and blessed to have got some really good roles on some TV shows like Tyler Perry's Meet the Browns and Burn Notice, which is on USA Network. The thing is that I got the idea by doing this from someone that I actually took a seminar from, an L.A. casting director named Bonnie Gillespie, and she wrote a book called Self-Management for Actors. And I started thinking about it, you know, and her whole thing was like, you know, the actors that they're like artists, and they concentrate so much on their craft that they forget about the business end of you know, what they do, and you know, it's called show business for a reason. And really, let's face it, professional wrestling is another form of show business. And so I started thinking about it. I was like, you know what? I mean, there's nobody teaching young wrestlers or anybody in the wrestling business, whether it be a referee, a manager, a valet, a ring announcer, a promoter, whatever, but mainly, you know, wrestlers. There's nobody teaching these people how to manage their career and how to put a game plan together to actually, you know, a blueprint to how to actually put yourself in the best possible position to possibly get noticed. at that top level, which I think ultimately is everybody's goal. If it isn't, it should be. And I take that back. Actually, it shouldn't, because some people have a goal of saying, I want to build up a big name and say a regional promotion in my area. And then, you know, everybody has that dream of wrestling and main eventing WrestleMania. I mean, who doesn't, you know? But it's more like, you know, and that's one of the things that I talked about on the blog is, you know, what does success mean to you? You know, and so that's why I did it. I thought, you know, there needs to be somebody out there who has some credibility, and I believe I do. I mean, next year will be my 25th year in the wrestling business. And, next month, April, will be 25 years. I broke in April of 87. And, I tell people, I think if you watch any of the videos, I tell people, and I don't mean it to sound cocky, because I take a lot of pride in being very humble, but is, you know, I said, why, you know, I used to say, so why should you listen to what I have to say? And I said in the studio, because I've been where you want to go. You know, I was very fortunate. I mean, there's fans of the Glacier gimmick, there's critics of it, and there's some people that think it was one of the hokiest things that ever came down the pike. You know what? And that's great, because everybody's entitled to their opinion. But the bottom line is, when I meet people that are critics of my gimmick, I tell them all the time, I said, well, there's two things you can't deny. One is that I was a part of the greatest period of wrestling ever, which is that mid to late 90s. I don't think wrestling will ever be that hot again. I hope it does. I really hope it does, but I fear that it won't. And the other thing is that I was, for 5 years, I was an active member of arguably one of, if not the best, active rosters ever in wrestling, you know, from Hogan on down. And that's stuff that people can't argue with. I wasn't a flash in the pan for a few months. I mean, I was there. I signed in January of 96, and I got cut loose about a month before we got bought out. You know, that was when everybody was kind of getting cut loose, because the ship was sinking. But no, I started the blog, and it's actually called, if you just type in dreamsinthering.com, and it's just an ongoing video blog, and it's solely to just give good, honest, sincere advice to anybody in the wrestling business who aspires to whatever level of success that they feel they want to obtain.
Well, I just want to say I appreciate it, because as an aspiring pro wrestler, I've been doing this for about 4 years. I mean, I saw a different side of you, and I just grew a lot more respect for you and your character. And, I learned a lot. I mean, part of what you were discussing and the one thing that you need for this business is not only just wanting the fame, the fortune, but above all else is that you have to have the passion, because there's going to be a lot of trials, you know, a lot of errors. And it's just something that you got to love to do, whether you're making millions of dollars or a hot dog and a glass of orange juice, you know?
Yeah, and you know, that's what I try to prepare people for. And I think that's a lot of it, honestly, John, is why I'm doing this, is I want to prepare people for the reality of what they're going to face. Because I think a lot of people, when they go through a wrestling school, I think a lot of these guys that run wrestling schools, first of all, I think there's a lot of wrestling schools, and I'm always going to be vocal about this. I think there's very few really good wrestling schools in this country. I mean, there's a lot of really bad ones, but that's because, you know, people go out there and they want to become a wrestler, and I always say they don't know what they don't know. And so someone, you know, feeds you a good story and you say, okay, well, this person must be legitimate. And then you get, you know, you pay them whatever and you get trained, and all of a sudden you realize, you know, when you come across someone who doesn't know what they're talking about, you realize you kind of got ripped off. But, you know, the thing I just want to make a resource for people, so if they had a question, that they could go somewhere and ask an honest question and really get an honest answer from someone who's been up in this profession, who's had some, you know, good level of success, and who cares about helping people learn it the right way and do the right thing. Because I know there are a lot of people out there who have a dream of becoming a successful pro wrestler, and if I can help however many, just, you know, keep them on the path, Then I feel like, you know, that then what I'm doing will be worth doing. You know, it's my way of just giving back to a business that's been so unbelievably good to me. I mean, I got a chance to be mentored by two of the biggest legends in the world, Luthez and Dusty Rhodes, and I feel like it's an injustice if I don't pass along what I've been so lucky and so blessed to learn from people like that. I feel like, you know, it's almost something that I'm obligated to do, but I certainly enjoy that obligation, because if I don't pass it along, then you know, what good would it do for them to teach me that if I don't pass it along to somebody else?
No, I mean, it's definitely well received on this end. I mean, you've got at least, hopefully we can get the word out a little bit more just having the Roman Show promote, you know, dreamsinthering.com. You actually answered part of my next question was, who were some of your inspirations in what you told us, Luthez and Dusty Rhodes, but, you know, basically a very positive person. You know, that's something that I can relate to. You know, I try to instill that in my fan base as well. And, you know, with your positive message, you know, giving a good advice for aspiring wrestlers and, you know, just people that are looking to achieve success in the world, you know, who were some of your inspirations starting out, and who were some since you did breakthrough? So we covered the ones starting out. So who were some of the inspirations that helped you with your positive message, just being in the business? Like, do you have any friends that helped, you know, that maybe you saw eye to eye with and that, you know, further encouraged you to be more positive and help others?
Yeah, you know, I broke in, like, in April of 87, and I was trained by, you know, a journeyman wrestler here in Georgia, a guy named Fred Avery, who I'm still good friends with. And, you know, and he was, you know, he was, you know, back in 87, even then, it was hard to find, you know, it was hard to find any wrestler school then. You know, it was before the internet and all that. So, you know, he had a wrestler school. He was trained by an old school veteran, and he kind of handpicks people he trained. So he was like one of those guys I really looked up to then, still do now, because he's a teacher, he's a wrestling coach up in Atlanta, and he still does some indie shows. And you know, he's just a guy who's been a good contributing member of society. You know, so I've always really been very proud to say that I was trained by him initially. But I was so fortunate, guys, to come along when I did, because certain things, like I got a chance to really experience the tail end of the territory system, you know, which is just non-existent today. And a guy named Ben Masters was a promoter in Georgia. He ran a promotion called Peach State Wrestling, which is still, in all my years in the business, one of the most successful independent wrestling promotions I've ever seen, because he did it right. You know, he was a business first, and you know, he respected everybody and, you know, took care of everybody, and everybody was happy. You know, and but he brought in a lot of the older veterans. Now, you know, kind of like a little bit maybe in the twilight of their career, but still very much a name in the business. And, you know, guys like Bob Armstrong, you know, Mr. Wrestling number two, you know, Ted Oates, you know, guys like that the Mass Nightmare, Ted Allen, who, you know, just passed away just, you know, within this last year. But guys like that who were true just career wrestlers. I mean, that's pretty much all they had done, you know. And these guys were just masters of the craft. And so to be able to spend time and getting to know those guys, and I actually broke into the business as a tag team, which you rarely see that, but one of my best buddies from college, we played college football side by side, we broke in together, trained together, broke in as a tag team. So he and I both got to really experience, you know, a lot of just, you know, learning from those veterans like that. That was just, so there were a lot of guys that I looked up to, but Bullet Bob Armstrong has always been one that's just been a true inspiration to me. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to be in attendance, you know, I got as a guest, Diamond Dallas Page and I, and Dallas is like my crazy big brother. So, you know, I went with Dallas and we sat on the floor right there, you know, for the Hall of Fame ceremony in Atlanta last year. It was really special to me because Bullet is just like, I just think, you know, I think it was long overdue, you know, so he was a big inspiration to me. Of course, all of his sons, I've been great friends with all of them throughout my career. And, Mr. Wrestling number two was a huge influence. Like I said, Ted Oates, who was a legendary Georgia wrestler, him and his brother Jerry Oates. So guys like that, you know, really, you know, kind of, excuse me, took time with me. You know, Wildfire Tommy Rich took a lot of time with me my first couple of years in the business. And, you know, and so, you know, to come out of college and into the wrestling business and really experience a lot of success my first couple of years was really, really exciting and still humbling at the same time, because I'd gone from literally almost overnight watching these guys on TV to now sharing the locker room with them and them actually willing to spend time with me, which was just an absolute something that was just almost a shock to me. So I've been very, very fortunate. Like I always say, I was simply a victim of good timing, you know, in the right place at the right time.
That's really great to hear. It's nice to hear some good stories for a change, you know. I want to pass along to Mr. Cage here, if he has any fan questions.
All right, so I got two questions here from two of our, same fan, Miss Lorraine, actually, which I have to give a shout-out to her, because she's actually our new agent on the show. But basically, Lorraine wants to know, number one, Mr. Lloyd, what was the hardest thing to do in wrestling? And number two, what is your thoughts on the current feud of The Rock and John Cena?
Well, like I said, you know, I don't actively watch right now a lot, but I mean, you can't help but, you know, know that feud that's going on right now. So, which I think is great. You know, it's kind of funny. You know, I actually am very, very close friends with Haku or Ming, who was in WCW, and you know, he's of course he's very close to The Rock, and you know, Haku and I we go to lunch about once a week together because we kind of work close together, and I think it's great, you know, because let's face it, people can say whatever they want to say. Nobody can touch The Rock right now, you know. I mean, whether you're a fan of his or you're not, I mean, he's one of the biggest stars in Hollywood. And anytime you can bring someone into the wrestling arena that's going to bring people to watch that would not normally watch, then Vince has got to do that. I mean, that's just how it's going to be. And it makes good business sense. That's what wrestling is. It's show business. And, I think it also says something about, you know, the state of our superstars in wrestling right now is, you know, that one, but let's face it. I mean, like I said, I'm not taking anything. The Rock is definitely a bona fide superstar. And they really, you know, once he goes back to going back to a full time schedule doing films and stuff, do they have anybody that can step up into that position that he's going to leave void? It doesn't appear to be right now, you know. So I think that I think the wrestling business as a whole, and I'm not, I think John Cena, I think he does a great job. I really do. I think it's to me as a wrestler, you know, I don't know of anybody who wouldn't want that spot to where you got a certain audience of the fan base that cheers you to death, and you got a certain audience or a certain part of that fan base that you know is your biggest critic, you know. because you can play off that. You got tons of options to play off of there, you know. But the thing is, I saw a whole thing recently where Jim, you know, JR was talking about some of the people in the locker room were kind of griping about The Rock, you know, in the spot he had at WrestleMania. Well, listen. You know what? I can tell you right now, Vince McMahon's a business cat. If there was someone who was better for that spot, they would be in it. There's just not. I mean, tell me somebody that can go out and do a better job than The Rock can. There's not. Not right now. You know. So I think that they definitely have the right guy in the right spot in the right city. I mean, why would you not bring him in Miami? I mean, that's his stomping ground. So yeah, I definitely think that. And you know what? I hope that they deliver. I mean, WrestleMania. I think in the last 2 years, you know, WrestleMania is kind of lost some steam a little bit. And I hate to say that because I think it's an awesome event. I mean, it's the Super Bowl of wrestling. But mm-hmm. I would really like to see this year. I'd really like to see them hit a home run with it to really kind of bring back some of the, you know, the magic that WrestleMania is known for. You know, I really would. I think last year it kind of fell a little flat. You know, in Atlanta, it wasn't that it was a bad show. I just, you know, you expect WrestleMania to be that show that one ups every other show. And
I agree.
I hope they do that this year.
I agree with you 110%. And Mr. Lloyd, I do thank you so very much for coming on the show here today. You know, did you ever get the location of the show this coming weekend?
I did. It's the show is put on by the United States Wrestling Alliance, and it's in Jacksonville. If anybody wants any details, they can go to uswrestlingalliance.com, and then that has all of the information about the show.
And definitely you want to catch Glacier, back in action in the ring. Let me tell you, the man was magic in the ring, if you ask me. But Glacier, can you do me a grand favor?
Sure.
Can you just give us a short little plug here, you know, just by saying, hey, this is Glacier, and just keep on listening to the Roman Show, just something like that.
Yeah. You want to count me down, or how am I going to do this?
just go whenever you're ready.
No, let's count down. Ready?
Okay.
All right. And 5, 4, 3, 2, go.
Hello, wrestling fans. You're listening to The Roman Show. This is Glacier. And tune in every week to the best show of wrestling on the internet. Let's do another one. Are you guys, you guys internet or radio? Are we internet or radio?
Internet.
Internet.
Okay.
Live radio. It's okay. This is the fun part of live radio. All right.
Okay. Okay. You got it. Okay. Let's go.
I kind of rushed the count. That was my fault. That was my fault. Okay.
I rarely follow the promos. I'm disappointed in myself. So
I do it all the time. I can't believe I just told my fans that, but I do. Okay. Ready? In 5, 4, 3, 2, go.
Hello, wrestling fans. This is Glacier. You're listening to The Roman Show. Make sure you tune in every week before blood runs cold on you.
Perfect.
Nice, Glacier. Well,
oh, yeah.
hey, Hey, that was a great one, Mr. Lloyd. Hey, why don't you let people know how they could book you or where they could catch you or even if any merchandise. Go ahead and let the fans or any promoters that are out there listening how they could book you. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know what, they can, you can always go to that dreamsinthering.com and leave me an email there, which is probably one of the best ways to reach me. That's my the video blog that I have going on. But and then you can always reach me on Facebook. You know, it's under just Ray Lloyd, Orlando, Florida. Yeah, you can just plug that in, and it usually pulls me up. So, that way, those are probably the two easiest ways. It's just through Facebook and through my video blog, dreamsinthering.com.
All right, perfect. Thank you so very much,
Mr. Lloyd. Thank you so much for being here, man.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And anytime you guys have any time to have me back on, I'd love to come back on again.
All right, perfect, Mr. Lloyd. Anytime you even want to call in, please, just surprise us.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, you got it.
All right, Mr. Lloyd. Have a great day, sir.
Okay, you too. Thanks, guys.
Take care. Stay cool.
Okay, you too.
You got it. You got the joke. All right.
Oh, Johnny, come on.
Yeah.
That
was a great interview, man. I like
Ray Lloyd. That was a great interview, great information.
Dude. Yeah,
but thankfully, I was asking the better questions.
And unlike you, Cage, he was positive. Positive. See, this is like a goose frog moment. Kind of time we need to relax, get it together, not choke on a corn dog or kielbasa. You know, let the blood run cold, man.
Before you get on my bad side and I get Dave Goldstein on you for harassment, all right, I would be quiet. Let's go to the commercials. I'm tired of this.
Please.
AllOutMMAGear.com is your best source for MMA gear and apparel. Use code RomanShow and receive 15% off your next purchase. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at AllOutMMAGear and on Facebook.com/AllOutMMA for the latest on merchandise and special offers. AllOutMMAGear.com, from Miami to the world.
Visit El Octagono for all the latest in MMA, news, fight results, interviews, live event coverage, podcasts, and video capsules. All this and much more in Spanish. Find all your MMA needs here inside El Octagono, the number one source dedicated 100% to MMA in Spanish. ElOctagono.com.
And we are back with more of the Cage Show. Let's get that straight. Cage Show.
Roman's going to put you in court again, buddy. And then it's going to be called the Roman and Randall Show. By the way, I want to say a quick thank you to Mr. Randall Villafane for choosing me as his special co-host, because last week on Promo Battle 3, which I was the special enforcer for, he kicked your patootie. Yeah. Patootie, that's right.
Do you have to actually remind the fans of that horrific episode? As a matter of fact, Promo Battle 3 was so popular by the fans that Promo Battle 4 was announced on the same night, believe it or not. And we're going to have some return. Huh?
You know what was trending worldwide that night? Cage loves corn dogs, hashtag.
Really? I'm going to make sure – I'm going to stick a corn dog up your – well, I still can't go rated R on this show.
I don't eat pork, buddy. Johnny Knockout is for lean meats only. None of that fat stuff.
Well, either way, prepare for Promo Battle 4 come April 17th when NWA Fusion superstar Sean Denny goes against the Memfo Mofo. And who's going to be our special enforcer? Paradise. Yep. Special Enforcer Paradise, all three, these men have feuded for 3 years together, and what do they have to say when they're in the same radio show together? God, that's going to be heated. Anyway,
I don't know, but my money's on the Memfo Mofo. I had a chance to meet him down in Tampa, Florida, and we both trying out for WWE. Good dude.
Well, better hope that Sean Denny's not listening to you.
Well, I've never met Sean Denny, but, you know.
Well, anyway, let's get...
Does he own the chain of Denny's restaurants? I don't like that place. If he has any affiliation with that place, I really do not like him. Memfo Mofo.
You're saying Memfo Mofo.
Well, I mean, I did meet him, and he was okay to me. So the other guy might be awesome, too. I don't know. We may even both love Curb Your Enthusiasm. He might like that show so much, and I may have to choose him over the Memfo Mofo. I don't know. Plus, that name is pretty cool, too. And he's a mofo, which is my favorite curse word. Yep.
Ah, jeez. Let's get a hold of our next superstar to get on the line. And he's a lot better than you, actually. He's the main event.
Oh,
Justin
God.
Main.
What jealous person hasn't said that to me in my life?
What
are you, like 4 years old? He's better than me? Jesus Christmas. Let's just be
prepared. Man, he's a...
Hello?
Hello, Justin.
This is him?
Yes, hi, Justin. This is Cage and Johnny Knockout from The Roman Show. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. I'm glad you guys called.
Thank
yep,
you, Justin.
We're
you
here.
With us?
So,
that?
So just...
I heard somebody in the background. Was that Johnny Knockout?
That is Johnny Knockout. Wishing you a very good greetings and salutations. Welcome to The Roman Show. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
So, Justin, let's enlighten some of our fans on the show here of who you are and how this main event came about. Can you please shed some light on the fans who don't know too much about Justin Main, please? Like, where did the main event start off?
All right, well, the main event all came about... Well, I guess the moniker came about when I visited the Detroit Zoo a couple of years back, and it kind of like an interesting little tidbit. One of my favorite animals is a lion. And at the time, I was trying to come up with a pretty good, you know, last name. You know, my real last name I try not to use. I don't like it too much. And I was in the middle of changing my name from my former name, which was Johnny Margera. So I was trying to figure out what exactly I wanted to go by, and I saw the lion, and then I realized, you know what? Lions are considered the king of the jungle. I want to be the king of the jungle. They're kind of the main event of the animal world. Maine, Justin Maine, it kind of works. So I went with Justin Maine.
And that's when the main event, not spelled, by the way, folks, is not spelled M-A-I-N.
Yes,
when he states,
yes.
When he states the main event is spelled M-A-N-E.
It's
so
a play on words, you see.
Well, I mean, the king of the jungle could do those things, you know. He could change up whatever he'd like. The boss.
Exactly.
Yep. So, Johnny, you have any certain questions for this gentleman?
Absolutely do. You know, I'm here on the Northeast, but I have an understanding that you're from Michigan.
Yes. I'm located primarily in the Detroit area.
Very cool. First and foremost, I want to congratulate you on winning the Elite Championship at MCW. I heard you had a pretty hellacious ladder match. Who was your opponent for that night?
That was back in February. It was a triple threat ladder match for the Elite Championship against Patrick Hayes, who came into that match as the champion, and Ethan Wright. Both really, 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 really good competitors, but I think, thankfully, on that night, I was probably the better of the three.
I mean, you won the belt, so how did you go about attaining the victory? Could you tell us a little bit about how that match went down and how it ended with you being victorious?
Well, it's kind of like a different answer for both, like, fans and wrestlers. For fans, oh, man, it was brutal, for sure. It's probably the hardest, I think it was like a 20-minute match. Yeah, it was the hardest 20-minute match I've ever had in my life. I was in pain for like 3 weeks afterwards. I broke my toe during the match, so climbing up the ladder wasn't necessarily the most comfortable thing that I did. But, yeah, it was, like you said, pretty hellacious. And for the wrestlers, if you've ever been in a ladder match, obviously you know you know what you're feeling like as soon as you come out of it. There's no right way to fall during a ladder match. You just fall, and then you hope you don't hurt yourself. So it's kind of – I'm glad it went down, but I'll be pretty happy if I don't have to do another ladder match for a while.
Very cool. I hear you're in a pretty heated three-way feud. What are the chances of another gimmick match coming about, or maybe a cage? You guys maybe end up in a cage. I mean, you got a chance now. I'm sure they're going to want their revenge, right?
Yeah, I would hope we have another match coming up in MCW for it. Unfortunately, I lost my Elite Championship this past Friday. I got screwed over by Ethan Wright, surprisingly. But yeah, I'm hoping we get another three-way dance soon. And if it's in a cage, it's in a cage. I would like to do a cage match. I've never done one before, but my main goal is to get the Elite Championship back no matter what. I don't care who it's against, but
well,
it's long. Thank you.
Well, and Justin, you also have a pretty heated issue going on with another company, which is Midwest, if I'm correct, Midwest Championship Wrestling. And you're going against the Handicap Hero, which a lot of people know for his his rally to join in to the WWE Royal Rumble. Sadly, he never got that far, but you're now going to go against him in April in this company. Can you please shed some light on why this rivalry is getting so heated?
Well, back a couple of months ago, I think around October, I cut this promo, quote-unquote promo, for Midwest Wrestling, basically explaining how I was not chosen to be on their show. And I cited Greg Iron as one of the examples as to why I thought it was ridiculous that I wasn't on there. You got this guy that's maybe 5'4", I would assume 130 pounds, and that's with a barbell in his hand. Keyword being hand, because he can't necessarily use his right hand for anything besides wrestling, it boggles my mind how somebody who has limited use could wrestle, but it explains his heart. Sure, he explains he has a lot of passion for this business, that, you know, a ton. But in the same regard, is this really the best avenue for a guy like Greg Iron to come into? You know, professional wrestling. Professional wrestling. We're talking about one of the most hard-hitting professions on the face of the planet, and a guy with limited use in his right hand is, you know, going to actually try and do well. I don't think it's going to happen. So when he gets booked by Midwest Wrestling and I don't, it kind of infuriated me. So I cut a promo, quote-unquote promo, and just explaining why I just don't like this situation. And thankfully, in January, I was given a shot to be on the roster. I beat Ryan Burke clean, 1-2-3, and now I'm on the roster, 100% confirmed. And for the next show on April 22nd in Niles, Ohio, I'll be taking on Greg Iron, one of the guys that I cited for being in Midwest Wrestling that really shouldn't have a place in this business. So the reason why it's getting so heated, or I think it's probably even going to get worse from here. I've heard Greg Iron has a few choice words for me. It's because I really honestly don't believe he should be in this business, period.
So that's very, should I say, harsh choice of words. But I'm pretty sure Gregory Iron would eventually listen to the show and hear this call out by Justin Maine himself on our show. And if Gregory Iron is even listening to us live at the moment, I would please implore you to call in and shut this man up. Because I don't think you can. Because I don't think you can, actually, Gregory. I don't think you can.
I'd like to see him try, but I heard he's pretty hard to get a hold of.
Huh. What were you saying, Johnny?
I was going to say, let's not trash talk our guests, but I see where you're going with that. But, you know, I mean, controversy creates, opportunities for tickets to be sold. So, I mean, you know, every man in this world has an opinion, and who am I to say anything different about Justin's here? I mean, you know, I have nothing against Gregory. I have nothing against Justin. But, you know, I mean, it's great to see, like, an argument, a debate, and a debate. I mean, this is why I do what I do as well, but this is Justin's time, you know, I understand that. Any time to really settle a debate with your fist, I mean, that I'm all for it. I'm actually looking forward to seeing the match come April. Which, what date is that, April
22nd. I believe that's a Sunday.
Cool, okay.
Yeah, so, it'll be at the Niles Wellness Center.
And Justin, we technically have, something called promo battle here on our show. If we're able to even get, you know, confirmation and permission from Mr. Gregory Iron, would you love to do a promo battle against this man?
Oh, I'd love to have a promo battle with him. It wouldn't even be a promo battle. It'd just be talking straight from the hip, honestly. I would just love to bend my mind towards Greg. What?
Would it be a promo annihilation? He sounds
like it would be a massacre. It would be a complete massacre.
Well, this is the point where our fans come to play, because I'm pretty sure wrestlers all around do things for fans, because that's what we're all in the business for. I say fans, if you're listening to the show or in the chat room, hey, hashtag Gregory Iron, come on the Roman show, because there's a man waiting for you to answer a challenge, and his name is Justin Mayne, the main event. Now,
Pete, that was a really long hashtag message. I don't think that.
That was incredibly long. I don't think anybody's gonna type that.
Hey, wait, both of you, I don't need both of you picking on me. What is this? I gave you the honor of being on my show, Johnny, and then on top of that, Justin Mayne is attacking me now too.
You won a court battle probably because the judge loved corn dogs and you had a whole bunch left in your pocket still for like a later date. You probably paid him off with food.
Anyway, Justin.
I have another question though for Justin Mayne.
Go ahead.
So if you would do me the honor, Mr. Cage, thank you. I mean, you sound like a very confident guy, and that's something I respect, man. You know, I respect confidence. And that, I can tell that separates you from the territory you're in Michigan and, you know, the Midwest area. But, you know, what else helps separate you from, you know, what qualities and what traits help set you away from the rest of the pack? Let our listeners know.
Well, I would say first and foremost, it's charisma. It's personality. You look at... I'm not trying to be too harsh on a lot of guys on the indies. Truth be told, I'm not that mean of a guy. But you look at a lot of people on the indies, they don't have too many characteristics that separate themselves from, you know, others that are just like themselves. They don't have a ton of charisma, or they don't have personality. Or maybe they do and they just don't know how to express it. The difference with me is that I know how to express it. I know how to be charismatic and how to talk. And the thing is, I don't just talk and I have charisma. I can back it up with my talent in the ring. I've worked at this for 4 going on 5 years now. And while some would consider me a greenhorn compared to a lot of others in the business, I'm pretty damn good for coming along for 5 years already. So... all in all, I think what separates me over most of the guys on the indies is just basically the charisma. I have personality. I have drive and I have determination to be something in this business. I want to make something of myself. I want to be something. I want to be somebody that is remembered in the history of professional wrestling. I don't just want to wrestle. I want to be remembered for my wrestling. I want to be remembered for entertaining hundreds, thousands, someday millions of people. That's what I want to do.
That's respectable. Cool. Well, it seems like you have a lot of enthusiasm for what you do. So what's your style in the ring?
I don't have one certain base style. I mean, if you could consider, I don't know, being flashy or something like that,
yeah,
I would consider that my style. Yeah, kind of like a Shawn Michaels, Chris Jericho type of style, but If I could classify myself as anything, I'm more of a like a high flyer slash striker. I like to kick hard. I like to hit hard, and I like to fly whenever the time is right.
And Justin, before anything else goes on, we got two questions here from two of our fans. One from Rainey, which she wants to know who was your role model going into in the business. And then I got another one from Miss Lorraine, which is what advice would you give to someone interested in going into the business?
All right, I'll answer Rainey. I think it was Rainey. I'll answer Rainey's question first. My role model growing up, getting into the business, well, before I got into the business, but actually what got me to be a fan of professional wrestling was Sting. I saw him beat the crap out of the NWO back in 97, and I got hooked ever since. It was almost like watching a comic book or a movie come to life. It was the greatest thing I'd seen as a child, and it got me hooked for obviously got me very, very in-depthly hooked into professional wrestling. But what actually got me to become a part of the business was Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels and Chris Jericho and more or less CM Punk were the three biggest inspirations for me as a wrestler. Shawn Michaels, obviously, due to his entertainment factor, he's phenomenal. There's nobody like him in the business. Closest I would even consider would be Chris Jericho. And that's why he's another one of my inspirations, is because he kind of channeled that whole Shawn Michaels vibe, but he had this whole style and this whole personality that just completely was different from everybody else. He wasn't afraid to show off. And then you got a guy like CM Punk who was completely himself, who had something completely original compared to anybody else in the business. That he ran something that nobody else did. He ran that gimmick that was, you know, part of his life, a facet of his life. So that was another big inspiration for me, and those three I would say were probably the biggest ones. Now for Miss Lorraine, the best advice I can give you, train in the gym as much as you can. Work out, get into the best shape that you can possibly get in, and then once you feel like you're in adequate enough shape, I would seek out a professional trainer. There's a lot of very shady or manipulative or just not very professional trainers out there. So you kind of got to weed out the bad ones from the good ones. But once you find a good one, once you find a reputable school with students that have graduated, that have gone on to do bigger and better things, that can or have made a living off of this business, stick with that school, pay your dues, keep working hard, never give up. That's definitely one thing that you need to keep in mind, is that nothing is ever going to come to you right off the bat. It was never like that for anybody, especially on the independents. So you really got to keep going at it and really keep your head focused and in the game, and just realize that, you know, even if it's not going to come to you a year or two into the business, it might even take 10 years. Just keep in mind that it will come to you if you want it bad enough.
And Justin, where can people book you or get in touch with you in case they want to friend you or book you for future events? How can they get in touch with you?
I'm a social media whore, so I'm pretty much everywhere. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/JustinMaine. You can find me on YouTube, youtube.com/T as in Tiger, H as in Hollywood, and S as in Sensation. I don't know why I didn't just use Teach as in The, but whatever. THS Justin Maine. You can find me on Twitter, twitter.com/THS Justin Maine. You can use MySpace. I don't use that crap anymore. It's dead. It's literally dead website, but you can find me on there. I believe, I don't even remember. I think that one was myspace.com/JustinMaine. And If you would like to email me, I have a fan and booker. If you would like to book me, email at Gmail, or not gmail.com, thsjustinmain@gmail.com.
All right, perfect. And if you need to book them, there's all the information you need. I know that we look forward to seeing you in some of the big companies, and we look forward to seeing your match against the Gregory Iron, the handicap hero, and hopefully we'll have him here on the show to go against you in Promo Battle 5, but we would never know on that. Justin, can you do me also a small favor? Can you just give us a quick plug right quick on the show, just saying, hey, this is Justin May, and keep on listening to The Roman Show. A small little promo for us, please.
Hey, this is the five-star attraction, the Hollywood sensation, and the main event, Justin May, and you're listening to The Roman Show.
Perfect. And Justin, I just remembered also, you are selling some T-shirts which actually has an amazing logo on it. Can you tell people how they could order that?
You can reach me directly regarding any of the social media websites if you would like to purchase any of the T-shirts. Right now, online, if I ship it out to you, it'll include shipping and a gift. It'll be $16. It's a front and back logo T-shirt, so you're getting well worth the price of what you're paying for it. So if you would like to purchase one, just reach me anywhere you can find me online, and I can strike up a deal with you.
Well, let me tell you, guys, if you haven't seen his T-shirt design, just go onto his Facebook or wherever. He could even send you a design if need be. The T-shirt looks amazing. I'm actually going to get one myself. I say go ahead and get it. It's worth the deal, guys. But, Justin, thank you so very much for coming on the show. We look forward to having you again in the future.
Great. I had fun, man. I'd like to be on. And if you can get Greg Iron to be on there for another promo battle, I am completely down. So just keep me updated on that.
Well, if it wasn't for my long hashtag.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it wasn't for your long hashtag.
Mr. Mann, it was good having you on board, man. I wish you well in your future. I hope you get that Elite Championship rematch back in the near future. And I'm actually looking forward to seeing that promo for Midwest Pro Wrestling. So maybe, Cage, if you could make yourself useful later, you could put it up on the Roman Show Facebook page.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'll put up a couple of links on the Roman Show. And that way, if any of the fans want to reach me directly or check out any of the promotions I work for, like MCW or Midwest Wrestling, I can put those on there for you guys to check out.
Very cool. It's great having you with us, man.
All right. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you, Justin.
All right. You guys take care.
You too.
Have a good night.
Bye.
You see that, Cage? Charisma. Something that you need to add to your repertoire. If you don't know what repertoire is, I suggest you get yourself a Merriam-Webster and just start looking up. You know what? Just fumble through the pages, you know. You'll learn other things.
Well, as a matter of fact, just because you're just as boring, why don't we just go to another shout-out here from one of our boys? Yeah, I'd rather go to that than hearing you.
From one
we'll
of our
right
boys?
Back.
Your boy, you mean?
Yeah. Well, not
yeah,
my boy, technically.
I got all the ladies, buddy. You could handle the boys like the church.
Not
pastor.
In that way. You know what? We'll be right back.
This is Jesse Neal, guys, and you better keep listening to The Roman Show.
Hey, I'm Badass Billy Gunn.
And we're the Headbangers, Thrasher and
Mosh. And you're listening to The Roman Show, and keep listening.
And that is so loud, but if you don't, we still got two words for you.
Oh, suck it.
Or you suck.
AllOutMMAGear.com is your best source for MMA gear and apparel. Use code ROMANSHOW and receive 15% off your next purchase. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at AllOutMMAGear and on Facebook.com/AllOutMMA for the latest on merchandise and special offers. AllOutMMAGear.com, from Miami to the world.
And we are back with the boring Johnny Knockout and the star of this show, Stephen Cage, because even
you don't get this many hits on YouTube because I am Mr. 3000.
Well, it sounds like you. It sounds like you've been hitting the bong there, Mr. Hashish. And what is this boring Johnny Knockout? Is there like a bizarro Johnny Knockout out in the universe that I'm not aware of? Because I am anything but boring. Just like my buddy Justin Maine over there, I have very, very outstanding charisma. And I could talk pretty much all night, until I fall asleep, that is.
Well, Johnny, let's get to a little bit of news here real quick. Did you hear about the whole little dirt sheet that was going around when it came to the FCW closing ordeal?
Yeah.
I still
keep in contact with Mr. Kern there at FCW, and when I read that, something didn't feel right. I don't know. I hope not, but it's a great school, you know?
Luckily, it was reported today by none other than Triple H saying that all rumors that are happening on these dirt sheets are false. FCW is not closing down, is actually the backbone of the WWE, and why would anyone want to close down a backbone of a certain company like WWE? I would never know, but no, they are not shutting down. They actually shut down their TV program with Bright House, which that is still up in the air, but from last I heard, actually, they were planning on moving to Orlando instead of Tampa. Now, fans, if you are an FCW fan, this is where you come in. This is our poll of the night. If you are an FCW fan, where would you rather have them? Would you rather have them stay in Tampa, Orlando, Charlotte? Name it. You let us know. Where would you like to see FCW be, you know, as their location, as their home base?
New York, so Johnny Knockout can bug the crap out of Steve Kern every weekend so that, you know, I can get closer and closer to my contract. I don't know. Just throwing it out there.
Well, yeah, that could be possible. So now is the time, Johnny. Now it's time to get a hold of Marcus Owens, the man I have spoken with this man before, and this man has a lot to say. Let's just say, guys, listeners' discretion is advised at this very moment. Let me just say that right now. So let's go ahead and get a hold of Marcus Owens.
Hearing what he has to say. Can we call him Marcus, or I know him as Jay?
Call him Jay.
It's up to him, but, you know, we met a few times while I was out in Tampa working territories with Kazarni Sinbodhi. And Jay's a cool dude, man, so I'm looking forward to hearing what's on his mind.
Oh, yeah, he didn't want to tell me anything. So he wanted to save it all for the show, so that just tells you. This is a very exclusive interview, folks. This is his first interview since his departure from FCW. So we are actually having the honor of talking to Marcus Owens here tonight.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, hi. With Marcus.
Yo, this is me.
Hey, Marcus, how you doing? This is Cage and Johnny Knockout from The Roman Show. How you doing, sir?
What's good, man? What's going on?
Not much, Marcus, not much. How's everything with you, my good friend?
Man, everything is lovely. I'm beautiful. What about you?
I can't complain. It's another night, another dollar for me, another bright night. You know, what can I say? I took over this show. I'm here with Johnny Knockout, so let's get to it, shall we?
Let's do it, man. What's up?
Let me start off by saying, would you rather us call you Jay or Marcus? Because I know you.
Man, you call me you can call me Jay, man. I'm a regular cat, just like y'all.
I appreciate that. Let me just start off by putting you on the right foot because Stephen Cage doesn't get paid for this. In fact, Roman likes to do some charity work, so he likes to help out Cage as much as possible. However, John Knockout is getting that fat lump sum of cash tonight. And
if you want, man, I can put old Cage on the stroll, man. Make some money for me. I can break him off with some tips or something.
All right, yeah. He likes corn dogs. Cage loves corn dogs.
You like corn old dude?
What? That was very random. But,
hey,
so, Jay, tell us, what have
you been up to since your departure from your former employer?
Oh, man, just, you know, finishing up college, you know what I'm saying? I'm not sure if you guys know I had a son back in November, so I'm just being a father of my kid, going to college, and I'm actually getting paid to go to college right now from the military. I'm collecting post-Montgomery GI Bill because I was in the Army back in 2002. So that's what I'm doing right now, man. I ain't got to work. I ain't got to work. I got a stress-free life right now, man.
Very cool. Thank you for your hard work and your service in the Army, man. I appreciate that, as well as I'm sure all of our listeners do.
No doubt.
And so, Jay, let's set the record straight on some things here. You were employed by a couple companies that remain disclosed, and they released you. They actually released you were one of the four that was released. Another one was a very good other wrestler, Mr. Peter Orlov, known as Alex Kozlov in Mexico. Can you please shed some light on what happened with this departure? What led to the departure of you guys?
Well, first of all, let's clear the air. We're talking about WWE. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about the supposed mecca of sports entertainment, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And yeah, you know what I'm saying? I was signed twice. They let me and a couple other guys go. Alex Kozlov, who is an amazing talent. And you know, that's just what it is, man. Like, did I see the writing on the wall? No. I had a previous conversation with John Laurinaitis talking about how I wanted to go to SmackDown, and we spoke on the phone maybe about a good hour and a half. About you know, me coming back from my abdominal injury, and he was like, "Listen, this is what I need from you. I need you to be a leader in the locker room." I said, "Listen, I'm already the first guy to go, last guy to leave." I was like, "You know, what else do you need me to do, and I'll do it." You know, so doing what I got to do, first guy to go, last guy to leave, busting my ass, whatever have you. You know, constantly asking for help and asking for direction and things like that, and you know, get a phone call one day, and it was Johnny. He said, "Hey, listen, you know, things aren't working out, and the door's always open." I was like, all right, whatever. And that was pretty much it, man.
Huh. So they just left you in the air and then dropped you, like, unexpectedly, so to speak.
Well, let me clarify something, right?
Okay.
The developmental system, if they want you there, you're gonna have a great time. You're going to enjoy it. If you're somebody like me who has a dream, and is just trying to accomplish a dream, and you're gonna have a little bit of a tougher time. You know what I'm saying? It's a political game, man. You know what I mean? It's all about who likes you. It's not about how talented you are. It's, you know, it's just crazy. It's just crazy. If it was about talent, a lot of the guys that are there now would not be there.
Well, that's true. And mind you, Jay, we also had this conversation a little earlier when we talked, when I talked to you about saying that I did my research, saying that this was not the first time, this is not the first rodeo that you've done this with them, you know, when it comes to releasing. You've actually been released twice by the WWE, and I'm pretty sure it's gotten to your nerve already. As far as saying you've been released twice, would you actually ever say that if they contacted you again, would you actually say, yeah, I'll go back for a third time?
I'd tell them to kiss my fucking ass.
Wow. Wow.
And that's the honest to God truth. It was, you know, the first time I got released, they were like, okay, you know, listen, you think you're better than everybody else, you're too cocky, whatever have you. And, you know, you have to have a certain amount of confidence, you know what I'm saying, in this industry. You know what I'm saying? You gotta believe in yourself. And I don't feel like I was overconfident. I feel like I was confident enough for the level that I was at. And, you know, mind you, I came back from a shoulder injury, came back and I was, you know, jacked out of my mind. You know, my body did a total 180 with my body, and work was getting there and all kinds of stuff, you know. And you know, out of the blue, it was, hey, letting you go. And I'm talking about, I'm at the gym getting ready to go to a show in Orlando. I'm supposed to go pick up the Uzos so we can go ride to Orlando for the show. I get a call from Matter of fact, the motherfucker that got fired, Ty Bailey. I got a call from Ty Bailey saying, hey, I'm letting you go. I said, all right. Why? And they're like, well, we need you to find your niche. And I'm like, okay, whatever that means. So I do my thing on the Indies for a couple of years. Ty Bailey calls me back. They bring me back. I hear from Dr. Tom Pritchard saying, all right, you got fired because your attitude. Talk to Ty Bailey. He said, okay, you got fired because you made up excuses. And it's like, can you guys pick an excuse? Like, pick something. You know what I'm saying? Why? Why? What did I do wrong? So I kind of walked on eggshells this time and didn't step on any toes and did everything that, you know, that you're taught to do as a kid. You know what I'm saying? You're always taught to work hard, you're going to get rewarded for it, and, you know, somebody's going to take notice. Absolutely not. It seems like the more trouble you get into, the more reward, you know, you get rewarded for it. It's crazy. If I could tell you how many guys got DUIs and are now getting the most insane pushes in FCW, you'd flip your fucking top.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's right. I mean, sometimes it's relative to a situation. Sometimes it's a hit or miss, but it just seems like an awkward situation. I'd like to turn a little bit of note into a positive here. I've worked with you, Jay. I mean, never one on one, but you know, I've seen you in the ring. You know, we've met backstage a few times, and you know, I think you're a pretty good guy, down to earth, respectful. You know, you come up and say hello, whereas a lot of guys keep their head held low, and you know, it's not very receptive. But you know, what are some of the positives coming out of your second working relationship with FCW? Are there things that you've learned since the first time? Were there new attributes that you added to your arsenal?
First and foremost, man. I mean, I think the biggest lesson that I learned is that everything is a work, everything is a game. You know what I'm saying? Nothing is ever what it seems, and this is just about life in general. Like, it's like no matter how hard you work, it's about who likes you. You know what I'm saying? And that's just in all aspects of life, man. No matter how hard you work, it's about who likes you and what everybody's perception is of you. And it's just, I don't know. But I think the best thing out of this second stint going around, man, is my relationship with Norman Smiley. No, I will love Norman Smiley to the day I die.
He's a good dude. Yeah.
Yeah. A great guy, man. And you know, him and I talked, and he's like, you know what? He was like, you're an amazing talent. He said, you know, you have all the tools that it takes to be, you know, a superstar. He said, what you needed, though, you needed somebody to kind of take you and say, okay, you know, don't do it this way. Do it that way. You know what I mean? And I didn't get that. And like I said, it's all politics, man. And you know, some of the trainers have the guys that they kind of favor. And, that's just the way it is, man. That's just how it is. I mean, I don't want to sound like a negative Nancy or whatever, but that's how my experience was being in FCW.
I appreciate you bringing that up too, because I'd like everybody, if they're listening to you for the first time or if they've known you for years, to understand that, you know, I mean, this is your dream, this is your passion, and the fact that, you know, it's been taken from you, obviously you're going to be ticked off, and you have every right to be. You know, I mean, you know, you can't, I mean, part of dealing with an issue or a problem or just any situation, because I don't want to, you know, want to make it sound like it's a problem for you, you know. But part of dealing with something is just accepting it, feeling it, and then working through the stages. It's not like denying it, you know. And part of being positive is going through those stages. And I think you are, so.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. But like, I think, you know, and don't get me wrong, I'm not bitter. I'm not bitter at all. You know what I'm saying? I'm not bitter at all. I don't hate WWE. I don't hate FCW. It just wasn't the place for me to be. You know what I'm saying? It was just too political, and being there and seeing the types of things that were going on and seeing what you kind of had to do in order to get over or things like that, man. You know what I mean? It just wasn't a place for me. So, like, well, I'm at a point in my life right now, man. I'm the happiest I've ever been. You know what I mean? I'm with my son all the time. I'm going to college. You know what I mean? And things are just really, really good. But yeah, I don't want the people to think, you know, oh my God, he got fired from FCW, now he's gonna be on this, you know, fucked WWE mentality or whatever. No, man, I still love wrestling. I'll be a fan of wrestling to the day I fucking die, but I'm not a fan of the wrestling business.
I understand where you're coming from. Hey, even the likes of the great Shawn Michaels has gotten fired once, twice, three times, you know, and he's come back. So, it's part of the process, you know. It happens.
Yeah, definitely.
And the fact that they said that the door is always open, I mean, that's a really good thing, man. Most people will just get the brush off, you know.
Yeah, the door is always open, man, but I will never, ever go back, Don. I'll never go back.
We have the host back on the show. Give me one second.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Mr. Roman?
Yep, I'm here.
What are you doing here?
Just carry on with the interview, shall you? I'll pick on you later.
It's his show, man. He can do whatever he wants to do, right?
Absolutely, Jay. I appreciate that. Our own guest is admiring that I am a better co-host than this jobber over here. I had to take 3-5 hours of energy just to wake up because of the tone of his voice.
Are you kidding me? Anyway.
And then I had to follow it down with 3 Red Bulls.
Mr. Roman, I have a cup of coffee with a straw in it right next to me, just keeping myself awake because we have
cash. Hey, I want you to smoke a joint, man. It'll make everything go away.
I think I'm falling asleep if I let it in the cage.
I'm glad we had such great guests tonight, and Marcus's tone in general has gotten me spunky because he's full of, like, aggression, and that's what I love. So.
No, man, no. I'm not. I'm not the angry black man. Man, I'm telling you.
No. Aggression's a positive, bro. Good thing.
Aggression's only good if it's focused in the right way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
Confucius told me that. Matter of fact, Confucius just sent me a text.
So here's another.
Down here during the WrestleMania weekend.
Fuck no.
Plain and simple.
Yo, you can catch me at Mugs and Jugs looking at chicks with big titties eating chicken wings, man. I watch it on TV like everybody else.
Very cool. I've been to Mugs and Jugs. Good wings.
It's good wings, and the eye candy is okay, but only on Sundays.
Good wings and good breasts.
Yeah.
So then, Jay, what are your thoughts on this feud between John Cena and Rock? I would love to hear your two pennies on this, or 2 cents.
2 cents. Man, this is a tough one, man. This is a tough one. The Rock is always going to be probably the greatest sports entertainer of all time. John Cena's definitely, he's definitely created his own lane, man, and he's definitely the Hulk Hogan of our era. You know what I'm saying? And to have these two guys clashing at WrestleMania, man, is gonna be something epic. So I don't know, man. I'm like everybody else. I'm gonna sit back and just watch it as a fan, like you guys are. Personally, I'm really digging what Rock's bringing to the table, man. You know what I'm saying? And it seems like over the past few weeks, the Rock is kind of. It seems like he's starting to evolve. You know what I mean? As opposed to being the old Rock with the catchphrases and the funny one-liners and shit like that. So it's interesting, man. I want to see what's going to happen. I am. And I want to see how the finish is going to turn out because I know The Rock doesn't want to do the job. I know Cena don't want to do the job either. So.
Wow, that's some insider information. I dig it.
Yeah, now we got some inside information exclusive on The Roman Show.
Hey, man. Hey. Let me post that shit on the dirt sheet, man. Nigga, do anything. Hey, shit. Go say. Inside spoilers from Marcus Owens. Neither The Rock nor John Cena wants to do the job.
Marcus Owens said it.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's why on the dirt sheets you're hearing right now why the Miz will probably interfere. So, ladies and gentlemen, Marcus Owens just gave you the reason. So
I don't know. I personally think the Miz sucks personally.
Holy. Okay, so please enlighten us with your opinion on the Miz.
I think he fucking sucks, man. If you just watch, I think his ring work is really sloppy.
Can I add something to the show, Mr. Roman, now that we have you on the line?
Go right ahead.
Hell no. You can't add nothing, man. No.
This is Marcus Owens show now. That's it. The MO show.
I'm taking over, motherfucker.
Yeah. Sound like New Jack now. Jesus, that's who you sound like.
Matter of fact, you know I was there the night that New Jack punched Brian Knobs in the face, right?
Really?
Y'all hear about that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Two conflicting stories I heard on that. I heard Knobs said he was drunk and New Jack said that he whipped his ass, so.
No, Knobs was drunk. Knobs had been drinking since earlier on that day. But Knobs did not get knocked out. And I'm talking about New Jack hit him with his best shots. I'm talking about clean shots right to the face. And Knobs didn't go down. So I think if those two really went at it, man, I don't know.
How about that? I had a chance to meet Brian Knobs once. He was pretty cool. We had a quick
fucking crazy.
But
he's crazy.
Yeah, he's pretty nuts. I want to do a word association with you.
Ooh, I like this. I was waiting for this, too.
See that? This is what I bring to the show, Mr. Roman. Okay. Okay, I'm going to put the name. You know, words. First thing comes to your mind. Ready? First name, Vince McMahon.
Genius.
Randy Orton.
Amazing.
Marcus Owens.
God.
How did I ever get the impression that you had? That's cool. Seth Rollins.
Fucking, oh man, there's not even one word for that guy, man. I'm such a huge fan of his. Amazing, yeah. Fucking incredible.
Pretty cool. And last but not least, Johnny Knockout.
Piece of shit.
and this time not coming from me. And this time it wasn't coming from me.
Hey, that was said with love, okay? Not like something that you would say, Cage.
It's all love, man. It's all love, baby.
By the way, that was three words. So just want to let you know.
I'll say pause.
I don't know.
As a matter of fact, I can honestly say the Roman Show is having our first ever shoot interview live.
Yeah.
iTunes is going to kick us out.
it's a shoot interview, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't work. I can't play the game. I guess I'm too real for it.
No, well, basically, I did mention listener's discretion is advised before I called you, Jay.
Yeah.
So, but I apologize for any fans who are out there that are listening that are offended, but this is a show of...
Fuck them.
Thank you, Jay. I mean, come on, with the insensitivity in this world, Jesus.
Yeah, fuck them. Really? Really? If Casey Anthony can kill her baby, I can say fuck on the radio, all right?
This man here just called me a piece of shit, and I'm still backing him up, okay? What does that say? That says that I'm not that sensitive.
But you know what, though? You're a lovable piece of shit, so it's okay.
There you go. That's respectable.
Oh, matter of fact, hold on, real quick. I got to give a shout-out to my girl, Robin Sparrow.
Robin Sparrow, okay.
Yeah, and my man, Big Dan, her boyfriend, Dan. My two more favorite people.
And now that you're on shout-outs, on the subject of shout-outs, I do have a very mutual friend. Remember, we had this conversation earlier about some very close fans of yours, Jay.
You said Nikki.
Correct. Can you give her a quick shout out here live on the air?
Nikki, what's up, baby? Say what's up to everybody at VCW, Sean, Crotch, goddamn, PQ, Q Sick, shit, man, George the Greek, Travis, what's up, everybody? Love y'all, miss y'all. To my man, Phil Brown, Damian Wayne. Man, y'all know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Just keep tearing it up. Do y'all thing, man.
So, Jay, don't you have actually an upcoming show coming up up North Florida in FUW?
I do. I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm really excited about it, man. I'm wrestling another former FCW talent, Buddy Stetcher.
Oh, really? Give us a little insight on this, of basically how this match will come about, and let us know how people can book you as well.
Well, actually, man, I'm not really doing any bookings, man. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I'm wrestling because I enjoy it. I'm not even getting paid for it, man. I just love to perform for the fans, and I actually get to do what I've always wanted to do in FCW, which is actually work and do storylines and create just exciting stuff for people to watch, man. In FCW, I couldn't do that shit. I had to, you know, 4 or 5 minute matches or whatever have you, man, and I couldn't have no angles. Everything was just cold. I get to do stuff now that means something, and I can be emotionally invested into it, and the fans can tell when they're being dicked around. You know what I'm saying? But,
yeah.
Like, people truly enjoy our product, man, and what we're trying to do is we're trying to become, you know, like one of the biggest indie promotions in Florida. So next week we have the first ever steel cage match in FCW history. We're going to have Fidel Sierra, the Cuban Assassin, Kevin Sullivan, New Jack. I know you guys know Bruce Santee. The Marquis Bruce Santee, Wes Briscoe, J.D. Maverick is going to be crazy, man. So, you know, Gasoline Alley in Largo, 66th Street. And I think we're starting, I think doors open at 7:30.
Okay. And as a matter of fact, another manager that I'm deeply afraid of on, that we actually had him on the show a couple days ago. No, I'm afraid of snakes, period. Okay, especially because he has a black mamba. Okay.
I got a black mama too.
Oh God. Anyway, what I was talking about is Snake Master. Okay, Snake Master Abudadeen. He's actually going to be on that show managing Kevin Sullivan, and he was on our show with Kevin Sullivan. And yeah, you got your hands full with that show just with those two being there. But Jay, knowing how you said that you're not taking bookings, and on top of that, that you don't want to return back to the WWE and all that stuff. You actually said, you know, F them. Would you even ever take consideration into appearances with TNA or Ring of Honor?
I've thought about it, man. I've actually talked to Devon a few times on the phone, man. And actually the first time I got released, he was really, really interested in bringing me in. And this past time, you know, he reached out to me and we talked on the phone a little bit. Actually, he was at the... I think it was the Miami and the Dolphins and Jets game in Miami. He was actually at the fucking game, and he called me from the game in Miami, and we talked a little bit, you know, he was like, hey, come on down to the school, we can talk. And I've just been so busy with everything else, man, school and the baby, you know, I haven't really had a chance to go out there. But TNA might be a possibility. I'm 31 now. I'm still in the best shape of my life. But I think I'm kind of over wrestling as a career right now. You know what I'm saying? It's time to grow up and just kind of do something else, man. You know, just movies and just different shit.
And Jay, we got a caller here that probably wants to ask you a question. Let me get to him real quick. Yes, caller, you're here on the Roman Show. You have a question for Jay, aka Marcus Owens. Hello, caller. Caller.
Fuck them.
Okay.
I think they're afraid of your black mamba.
Yeah,
man. He isn't bite. You got to caress it.
Yeah, got scared a little bit there. But basically you said that, you know, you're pretty much over wrestling, which I completely understand. Let's see here. Oh, I have one question here from a fan. She wants, give me one second. Johnny, take over here while I pull up this question here real quick for me, please.
No problem.
Is it dealing with ISIS to Amazon?
What's that?
I said, is it anything dealing with ISIS to Amazon?
No.
Okay. All right.
Hey, you have a black mamba. I have an anaconda. How about that?
Okay, I got the questions here. As a matter of fact, it's from one of your girls.
That was south anyway. Good.
Is one of your girls, Johnny, is Lorraine Knockout. She wants to know, when did you get into wrestling, whether it was before or after you served, and why did you choose wrestling in the first place?
I mean, I've always been a fan as a kid. You know what I'm saying? I just never knew how to get into doing it, and I didn't really know much about the business, you know, just the business side of it. So, you know, I Googled wrestling schools, and the only thing I found was Deep South and OVW. I was living in Virginia at the time. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not moving to Kentucky and I'm not moving to Georgia. And then one day at the gym, man, I met a guy who was a bouncer at a club. He said, yo, you like wrestling? I said, yeah. I was wearing a DX shirt, and he was wearing a AAA shirt. And he took me to the club and introduced me to his partner. And he said, and his name was Shane Falco. So me and Shane sit outside in the cold. It was in December, I think, of 2005, 2006. We talked outside for about 3 hours in the cold, man, about wrestling. He said, listen, you look like a good kid. You got a good look. So I bring you up to the VCW school up in Yorktown, Virginia. I can't promise you anything, but they'll give you a trial, man, and if everything goes well, they'll train you. So I went up there and did their tryout, and they're like, wow, I just fucking impressed them. It takes people like a while to learn bumps, and I got my bumps down, like real, real soon. Hit the ropes like it was easy. I just did what I saw on TV, man. That was pretty much it. So I've always been a fan, but I didn't really get involved with the business until after I got in the military. So I was kind of a late bloomer. You know, a lot of kids start when they're like 17, 18 years old. I didn't start until I was actually 25, 26.
So, and here's another question. As a matter of fact, I just noticed that it's from one of your people, Jay, that Robin Sparrow, one of the people that you gave a shout-out to.
That's my baby right there.
Yep. Well, Robin Sparrow wants to know, who were your biggest inspirations when you got released the first time, and what made you go back in the first place?
What was my biggest inspiration? I'd probably say God, man, because I'm, you know... Definitely God. Robin was actually the biggest inspiration too, because she was. The first time I was signed, we met and we got really, really close, and our bond, it became more than just wrestler and fan. It was more like a brother sister kind of thing, and she was going through some things in her life, and we just kind of like just connected, and just seeing her overcome all the things that she was going through really inspired me to kind of, if you want anything, don't let anybody tell you can't have it. But sometimes, there's sources outside of your control that kind of dictate where your future's going to head. So probably Robin, God, my parents, and just too many things to list, man, just in experience.
And those were amazing words. I would say, for at least from my point of view, I respect that 100% there, Jay. And so, Jay, of course, like you said, you're not really taking too much bookings. You know, you're doing it for the fun of the sport.
Yeah.
But so, Jay, like, how can your fans follow you, whether it be Twitter, Facebook, if they want to see what you're up to and make sure that they still at least go to the shows that you are booked in?
And they can call me on the phone, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm playing. I'm joking. All of my fans.
Yeah,
I got. What?
You're doing the Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones.
Who?
Who's Mike Jones?
Ah, see, got you.
There you go.
I got the Facebook page, man. Marcus Owens. I got Twitter. I don't even Twitter's so fucking gay. That's so stupid. But I still have a Twitter because WWE made us get a Twitter, so I got a Twitter. But I think Twitter's the stupidest fucking shit in the world because it kind of kills kayfabe. Like, you remember back in the day when people kind of thought wrestling was real?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's like, okay, I'm making a turkey sandwich. All right.
Twitter is very homosexual.
You know what I'm saying? I'm playing putt-putt golf. And it's like, half the fun was wrestling was wondering what these guys did on their off time and never knowing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I always wondered to myself what the fuck the Ultimate Warrior did when he went back to the back of the dressing room. Now it's like, just took my boots off, gonna take a shit.
Yeah, now he plays pickup sticks with his next door.
Yeah,
neighbor.
You know what I'm saying? So me personally, I think Twitter killed kayfabe, man, for real.
And here's one last question here from your girl, another girl you gave a shout out to, Nikki from Virginia.
What up, Nikki?
Another shout out there for you, Nikki. She wants to know if you would ever come back to wrestle for in Virginia, such as like VCW or NWA Fusion.
Yeah, I mean, I would because you know, VCW is in Virginia. That's my home, man. That's where I'm from. So, I definitely would. Plus, you know, I got signed, man, 6 months in the business. Like 6 months in the business, which is kind of unheard of, you know, in my opinion. So I was still really really green when I left there. So I would love for the fans of Virginia to see, you know, what I kind of learned, you know, from like Norman Smiley and Dr. Tom Pritchard and guys like that, you know, since I've been in FCW. So I think it'd be pretty cool. I would love to wrestle Phil Brown. Phil Brown is one of the guys that trained me, and I would love to wrestle him. Sean Denny too. I'd love to wrestle Sean Denny.
Oh, Sean, as a matter of fact, we are going to have Sean Denny here on the show April 17th in a segment that we call Promo Battle, when he's going to go against the Memfo Mofo himself.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so I would say tune into that one. Listen in or even call in. Surprise.
Yo, I might have to call in for that, man, for real.
Yeah, because that's going to be a very heated battle there. They told us how they feuded for 3 years and all that good stuff.
That's going to be hot, man. I'm going to check that out.
Oh, yeah, check that out. And, Jay, you know, we would love for you to come down to Miami one day, you know, have lunch. Lunch on Roman, of course, though, because...
Because Cage has no money, that's why.
Yeah, he lives on corn dogs.
And corn holes, right?
Corn dog, corn holes, and how about that? You know what? I think we need more meat in the cone, man. There's too many meats on the stick. Serious. I think I'm gonna start that shit, man. You don't see them like Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives, and Man versus Food.
Are you serious, Jay? Am I gonna start seeing little postings here and there on my Facebook saying corn dogs for you or something from you?
Yo, it's whatever, man. I don't care. Shit, I'll do whatever. I can say whatever I want. And there's no repercussions anymore. Like I said, man, the handcuffs are off.
Yeah, you warned me about that.
I'm sorry. I'm surprised y'all ain't asking more questions.
Well, you want more questions? Hey, Mr. Roman, you have any questions? Hey, the handcuffs are off.
Well, you said TNA and ROH, but why did you say that you're thinking about it? And what is it about wrestling? You want to do something else. What exactly is that you're studying in school, for example?
Oh, man, occupational therapy, man. You know? Occupational therapy. Right now, I got a 4.1 GPA. I'm on the dean's list. So I'm a very very smart guy.
4.1. Where are you getting this extra credit from?
Oh man, you know, the teachers love me.
Just being who you are. That's it, right?
That's it, man.
You know, why don't we do this? Have you ever feuded with Sean Denny or with Memfo Mofo during your time at NWA Fusion, Jay?
Never have, man, but I tell you what, Sean Denny is past his prime and I'll kick his fucking ass.
Well, you know what? How about we do a first here on the Roman Show? And this is by invite, Jay. This is up to you. How about we do a first? Promo Battle 4 being a three-way promo battle, meaning Sean Denny versus the Memfo Mofo versus you.
That'd be nice.
You know what? I'm always down for first, man. I love it. I love to be I always wanted to be a pioneer in something. So yeah, I'm down.
So, all right. So you heard it here, folks. The April 17th Promo Battle 4 now is going to be Sean Denny versus the Memfo Mofo versus the formerly known as Marcus Owens.
Yo, can I say something real quick?
Go ahead.
Norman Smiley needs to be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Oh, that. Hey, as a matter of fact, let me get to that subject real quick. What do you think of the inductees so far this year?
I think I know Edge is in there. Edge. To be honest, man, I don't even watch the fucking product anymore. The only matches I'm really looking forward to seeing for WrestleMania, definitely the Hell in a Cell match with Taker and Triple H. Punk and Jericho is going to be off the chain. Cena and The Rock is going to be off the chain. And believe it or not, man, I'm actually looking forward to the Team Johnny versus Team Teddy Long.
Yeah, but hopefully they don't make that less than 5 minutes.
Yeah, because David Otunga is the drizzling shit.
So I take it you're the Team Teddy then.
Oh, yeah, of course. Matter of fact, you know the first time I met Teddy was right before wasn't even signed yet. I hadn't met anybody from WWE yet. They were in Virginia, and we were at the Gold's Gym in Chesapeake, Virginia, and we were at the smoothie bar. He dropped his smoothie, and he was like, oh, shit. And I was like, Teddy, I got it, man. I bought him another one. And it was crazy. As I got ready to walk out the door, I was like, yo, Teddy, I'll see you soon, man. And then, lo and behold, I did, so.
That's awesome, man. That's cool. I met Teddy Long, when I was, when I was young, maybe like 13, 14, and he was like the really most down-to-earth, cool guy. And then one day I did some work for WWE, and I saw him again. I reminded him, and he was just as nice, man. You know, he was really cool, and I never forget what he told me. He says, you know, you never forget where you came from.
That's exactly right. That's why I've always remained humble, man. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's probably one of my problems too. Is I was maybe a little too humble, like a little too nice.
Yeah, but that's a good thing. I guess it's like you said, it depends on the situation, or like how you said aggression, how you handle the aggression, the humble,
right.
The humble, you know? Because I learned that too. You can't be too nice. It sounds weird, but you know, you're right. You know.
But Teddy, like it's amazing, man. Like you meet a lot of dicks in this business, but you meet a lot of really nice guys. And I think it's the guys who really had a hard time making it are the ones that were always the nicest. Like MVP was great. Teddy Long was great. Ron Simmons was awesome. Punk was amazing. There's just a lot of guys that I had an opportunity to really talk to, man, which is really, really cool. I think one of my favorite trainers at FCW, man, was Dr. Tom Pritchard. And it was funny. Like I would listen to him talk, and it just kind of blew my mind at, like, how much alike him and I really were. Just the way we viewed a lot of things and, like, our mentality and stuff like that. And, like, I wish that I had a chance to kind of get to know him a little bit better. He's one of those guys, like, you don't really know what kind of mood he's in, so you don't want to bother him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
You don't know when he's mad. You don't know when he's happy. You don't know anything. So I just kind of left him alone. But yeah, he was probably one of my favorite guys there, man.
Yeah, he is really cool and he's laid back, but he's also very outspoken and he won't hold back from saying what he wants.
But that's why I love him. That's why I love him.
Like guy,
we'd be in practice, and he would say the dumbest shit, but, like, it would just have me just crying. Like, I'd be crying. Like, literally tears coming out of my face. And it was just, it's just amazing, man, to have somebody like that so outspoken. He just doesn't, he cares, but he doesn't care. You know what I'm saying?
I totally understand that, yep.
And he doesn't sugarcoat anything, so you always know where you stand with him.
And, Jay, let me just throw in these last two fan questions, real quick, before we get off the air. Number one, another one from your girl Nikki. She wants to know here real quick, what superstars, in your opinion, in FCW have a bright future besides Seth? You know, people like Brad Maddox or Cassius Ohno or Antonio Cesaro. Anyone else that you might think that has a bright future in FCW?
Yes, Seth Rollins, without a doubt. Dean Ambrose is something to watch. You guys, John Moxley. Have you guys heard of Dean Ambrose?
Oh, yeah, I know who
he
is.
That's independent.
Yeah, probably one of the best. One of the best. Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, Claudio, yeah. What the fuck is his name? I can't remember his name now. What's his name?
Yeah, Antonio Cesaro.
Antonio Cesaro, yeah. Chris Hero. Yeah, Chris Hero. We have... There's a Japanese guy, Mr. Sakamoto, I believe is. Yeah, Mr. Sakamoto. He's going to be something to watch. Biggie Langston. Biggie Langston is my boy, and I will love him to death, too. man, there's a lot of talent. There's a lot of talent that's amazing down there. But there's a lot of talent that doesn't need to be there.
Okay, and these fan questions are coming in quick. Okay, now Lorraine is asking, what do you think of Triple H? I think this is a one-word answer, I have a feeling.
You know, Triple H was the reason I got into the business. He was my favorite and still is. I wanted to be Triple H.
Huh. Okay, and so you wanted to be Triple H? That's pretty cool. I wanted to be Hulk Hogan when I was a kid, but
you got a long road ahead, sir.
Yes, I know. And Robin, your girl wants to know, what's your opinion of Duke Rotundo?
Oh man, Dukey, me and Duke tagged the first time I was here, man. And I'm telling you right now, he is probably the most underrated. He shouldn't be in FCW. He shouldn't be in FCW. He has it all. He can talk. He can move. He's about 300 pounds, man, and moves like a fucking cruiserweight. Like, I don't know why he's in FCW, but he shouldn't be there.
Tell them what the hell is his name now?
Duke Rotundo. It's not Duke anymore. It's
Stephen Cage interviewed him the other day.
Yes, Husky.
Husky Harris.
He's a real good guy, that guy.
Does not need to be in FCW. Husky Harris needs to be on TV right now. Right now. You can put Husky Harris right up there with Sheamus, man, and he will be a WWE champion one day. I guarantee that. I can guarantee that. I will love Husky Harris till I go to my grave, man. He's always been a good guy.
And he moves like a cruiserweight, too, believe it or not.
I'm telling you, he's amazing. So much charisma, man, and you can't teach that. He has what you can't teach. Natural instincts, man. And he's been in the business such a short time, but he's so amazing. I love watching him. Jeez, who else? Damian Sandow, another guy I'm a huge fan of.
Let me tell you, Damian Sandow actually has, I think, one of the funniest promos inside the ring, personally, in my opinion.
You talking about the when he's doing the poem?
Yeah, with him in his nice little blue robe, the spotlight, and yeah, the
same type. It's amazing, man. It's vintage, but it's what's old becomes new again, man. And he took that and ran with it, and it works for him, and it's amazing. I think he'll definitely get over top heel, definitely.
Jay, these are the last couple names I'm going to mention before we end this show. Nikki. She's a top fan of FCW, and she's also a top fan of you. She wants to get your opinions on these gentlemen, like Brad Maddox, Briley Pierce, Alex Kozlov. If you could just quickly go ahead and give your opinion. What was that game that you and Johnny were playing a couple minutes ago?
Word Association.
The Word Association.
Beginning of time, Cage, you moron.
Excuse me.
Take notes.
Anyway,
you want me to handle it?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Johnny, handle that.
Okay, Word Association.
I can't play Word Association with these guys, man.
Okay.
There's so much to say about them.
Well, let's try to limit that. Brad Maddox.
Brad Maddox is funny. Really, really funny, really, really talented. Matter of fact, him and Riley Pierce would cut the funniest promos as when they were tag teaming together. And I'm talking about funny to the point where I had to leave the room because I almost pissed my pants.
Huh.
Yeah.
Very cool.
They're just incredible talents, man.
And Peter Orlov.
Underrated. Cool. Underrated, underused, and... Whoever made the call to fire them should probably be slapped with a wet fish. if it was John Laurinaitis, so be it.
How about this guy, Connor O'Brien?
Oh, man, Connor, my man. Oh, man, part of the Ascension. Great guy, man. Great guy, great talent.
Sounds like there's a lot of good people you had good interactions with, man. And I'm happy to hear that. It's really cool.
Dude, as far as I know, I was on good terms with everybody. So, you know, whoever didn't like me didn't say it to my face. Well, fuck them.
In life, bro, that's the way it goes down. Never will. So you're better off just doing what's cool for you, you know?
That's
good,
it.
Man. I'm glad you had a good experience, man. You know, you certainly deserve it. The little I know of you, you know, I think you do deserve that much, so.
So, hey, Jay, do you mind doing us a quick favor here?
Man, I've been doing your favors for an hour. What's up, man?
Jay, can you give us a quick plug here real quick? Just say, hey, this is Marcus Owens, or however you want to say it, and keep on listening to The Roman Show for us.
Yo, what's up? This is Marcus Owens. I want y'all to keep tuning into The Roman Show, man. The hottest thing going right now in talk radio. Either you're with it, if you're not with it, fuck you.
Holy cow. Okay.
I knew he was going to go that route. Are we going to be able to put that one up with the cusses? Please say yes.
Yeah, we'll work around.
Come on, man. What is it, the First Amendment, freedom of speech?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, what the hell? We'll do it. Who cares?
You not put it on TV, right? You put it on TV?
Nah, we put it on the radio. We're fine.
Well, I mean, if we put Cage's face on TV, I wish that would get shut down. So.
We're not.
I tell you what. Bleep it out.
There you go.
Matter of fact, if you do a soundbite, I want you to bleep out all the swear words. Because
well,
to me, I think it's funny.
Personally, I think we've heard the F-bomb more on this episode than any of other episodes. So you did. We're doing two firsts with Jay here. We're doing
that's
a first with
That's what I'm talking about, man.
And
Jay,
a shout out
to the Nobles.
What?
Yeah, that should be your new name, Jay the Pioneer Nobles.
No, man, Dusty Rhodes would never clear that.
So, Jay, it was a pleasure to have you on the show. We will see you on April 17th for Promo Battle 4 when you go against Sean Denny and the Memfo Mofo. I got to hear that. I'm going to be so quiet during that promo battle. But before you go, any last pieces of advice you'll give to younger talent who want to reach a level of WWE standards or what have you?
Yeah, work on your people skills, man. That's it. Be likable. Learn how to play the game.
All right, folks.
Jay, this is John Enoch. I really appreciate you being here, man. It was a great opportunity getting to talk to you. Thanks for coming on the show, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Y'all be easy, man. I'll talk to y'all soon.
All right, Jay. See you again April 17th.
Peace, bitches.
Hey,
I must say that, again, I was driving home from covering this WrestleMania event, and I was falling asleep on the wheel. It was so bad, I started to feel my car shake because the wheels was headed towards the edge of the highway. You know, the little, you know what I'm talking about, John?
That's the only one Cage was opening his man pleaser. Yes, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
He has so many cornholes.
I'm glad you're in the field, Mr. Roman. I want to say thank you for the opportunity. Tonight's co-host, thanks to you and Randall for that. We had some great guests tonight, man. Ray Lloyd Glacier was awesome in the beginning. Justin Main was a stand-up individual as well. And my buddy Jay Nobles, I mean, it was great. You know, it's great hearing from you, too, because Cage was talking a lot of trash. And I had to come to your aid the whole time earlier.
Thank you, Johnny. I appreciate that.
I always got your back, man. You know that.
Listen, Johnny, don't be trying to act like his lawyer because it's not my fault that he has a terrible lawyer that couldn't back him up in court today.
I'm working on my people skills, just like Jay said, okay? And maybe you should do the same. Maybe you'll be a little bit more right, and maybe people won't hate you so much.
Hey, hashtag hate me, okay? Hashtag hate me. But
By the way, did you get the plug tomorrow night? We're going to have UFC superstar and former WEC champion Mike Brown and Bellator fighter Eric Prindle, who will fight this week. So make sure you tune in tomorrow, Mixed Martial Arts, at 10 p.m. here on The Roman Show. And follow
and
us on Twitter at Roman DH.
And don't forget, also, you got your ICW event come March 30th. With a bunch of great names, Christina Von Erie, Kevin Sullivan, Stevie Richards, Gangrel, and Jesse Neal. And on top of that, the NWA Ring Warriors, March 29th, which is which, of course, is headlined with Chance Profit versus Cahagas in a steel cage match. Alongside Stevie Richards will be there, Robbie E., and etc. Visit your websites of NWARingwarriors.com or NDCW.com for ticket information.
And we also got Ring of Honor Friday and Saturday, Dragon's Gate. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Wrestle Reunion, the Friday and Saturday and Sunday of WrestleMania weekend, and of course all of the WWE events, which we will be covering out there. Make sure you look for us. You're going to look at the Roman Show T-shirts. Cage will be wearing one, and at the end of the night,
wish.
I will be shaving his beard when The Rock wins.
Nice.
And Johnny, go ahead with your plug.
Yep. Finally, going to get rid of that crustache.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean
crap.
You guys can follow Johnny Knockout with the rest of the JKO Army at JKO Reality. I'll be posting links for this show as well as all the prior shows and future shows. Check into that. You can also find me on Facebook, facebook.com, the Johnny Knockout Reality. And check out the Johnny Knockout Reality webisode series on youtube.com, the real JKO. Thank you very much, Roman. Tonight was awesome, man. I think if you ever choose to, you can replace me with Cage, so, or replace Cage with me.
You know
I'm
what?
Sure he'll have a bunch of corn holes. He'll have a bunch of corn dogs in his mouth. He won't be able to talk one night. He'll definitely fit in.
It's
well, thankfully,
me,
I'm the one in charge.
No corn dogs for me.
Well, thankfully, I'm the one in charge, so I can do this. Farewell, folks. I think I did good.
Not bad.
I didn't hear you that much.
Roman, he's horrible. I think we need to cut him as soon as possible. I think it's enough charity work from you.
I did my duty for the day.
I carved up today. I ate plenty of carbs, drank plenty of coffee just to keep up from falling asleep, you know.
Yeah, I know. I was getting hashtag stutter.
Aside from that long hashtag that I did a couple minutes ago. But why didn't you stop me, Johnny?
I did. I tried to. You just don't know how to shut the hell up.
Wait a minute.
If you're Johnny Knockout, you put in very succinct sentences, and it would get done 1, 2, 3.
Wait a minute.
You know what he was saying, Johnny? He said he was nervous and he was shaking prior to the show.
I thought that was water running in the back. Are you telling me you peed yourself?
Hey, I had to use the bathroom, guys.
I'll tell you this one, Johnny, since we went ahead and went uncensored. He sharted before going on the show.
I heard that. It sounded like a little squeak.
Oh, God, we're still on the air.
You sharted.
See, you unprepared.